From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For the second day in a row, the price of oil has hit a record high. At the end of trading today, oil settled at $71.60 a barrel. That's up 95 cents from yesterday's close. Oil prices that high, along with the rising price of gasoline, have many people taking notice, among them President Bush, who had these comments today.
I'm concerned about higher gasoline prices. I'm concerned what it means to the working families and small businesses. And I'm also mindful that the government has the responsibility to make sure that we watch very carefully and to investigate possible price gouging, and we'll do just that.
Why are oil prices so high? We're going to put that question now to Daniel Yergin, the chair of Cambridge Energy Research Associates, who joins us today from Chicago. Why did a barrel of crude go for more than $71 all of a sudden?
There are three reasons right now. Number one is the ratcheting up of tension with Iran over its nuclear program and the growing sense that it's not clear how this comes out. The second is the reality of the disruption in Nigeria, which is a very important provider of oil, particularly the type of oil that you make gasoline out of, and a quarter of its oil production is out because of insurgent action. And the third reason is here at home. It's in the operations of refineries, which are responding to new environmental mandates and moving from using an additive called MTBE to using ethanol as the driving season's beginning, and this is creating logistical problems and its own level of anxiety as to how well the system will respond at this rather difficult time.
President Bush, citing reasons he understands for the rising price of oil and gasoline, also cited the rising demand for energy on the part of China and India as they both industrialize further.
Well, that's absolutely correct. China's now the second largest oil market in the world after the United States. Everybody's noticed who follows these things that China's current growth rate is 10%, and that will translate into more barrels of oil.
Can one sort out among the factors contributing to rising oil prices some factors, like China is industrializing even more rapidly and its economy is growing very quickly, a fact of life in the world today, and on the other hand, say, the insurgency in Nigeria that might be a crisis that could be resolved somehow?
I think you certainly can. Really, the focus of the market has actually shifted from that demand growth, which is going to be part of the present and part of the future coming from China and India, to something else that's happening, which is that we have really what we might call an aggregate disruption. There's a lot of oil that's missing from the market from countries like Nigeria, from Venezuela, from Iraq, which is producing much less than it did before the war. And there's even still a significant amount of oil that's still out in the Gulf of Mexico as a result of the hurricanes last year. When you add all of those up, there's over 2 million barrels of oil that's missing right now. And if some part of that came back, we would not be looking at $71 barrel oil.
Well, I won't hold you to it, but what might we be looking at in the way of the price of a barrel of oil if we were simply dealing with the current level of demand and the current level of realistic supply?
We'd probably be looking at prices around $50 or $55 a barrel, maybe even a little bit lower than that, if we had a stable, well-functioning world.
Will the price of gasoline pretty closely track the price of a barrel of oil, or might it rise higher than the price of crude oil?
Right now, the gasoline prices can actually, particularly as we go in these early months of the driving season, kind of leap ahead of oil prices and to some degree even pull up world oil prices. Typically, at this point in the year, people are very worried about what's going to happen to gasoline prices. But often we get into later June, July, it turns out the system has adjusted, it has sorted it out. Mm-hmm. As long as something else doesn't happen, maybe gasoline prices will not be as high by that point as people fear right now.
Well, Daniel Yergin, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Dan Yergin is chair of Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He spoke to us from our bureau in Chicago.